Throughout history, red carpets have led luminaries to momentous events, both good and bad. Aeschylus, from 525 BC to 455 BC, the father of tragedy, wrote various plays where his heroes fell from grace due to a combination of unwinnable circumstances, arrogance, and/or simply stepping on the toes of the gods. A few years before his death, Aeschylus wrote Agamemnon, in which, after a 10-year absence from his kingdom of Mycenae, King Agamemnon returned home to his wife, triumphant from the Trojan War and dragging along his new concubine, Cassandra. Clytemnestra was happy to see Agamemnon, but only because she could now seek her vengeance, not only for his new lady friends, but more particularly for his role in the death of their daughter a decade previous. Just before the Greek fleet had sailed off to fight the Trojan War, Agamemnon killed one of the goddess Artemis's deer, which enraged her, leading to Artemis interfering with the Greek fleet leaving. To appease her, Agamemnon was forced to sacrifice his oldest daughter, obviously without his wife's consent. So by the time he arrived back in Mycenae, Clytemnestra was more than pleased to greet him, and determined to make a show of it, she rolled, or more accurately, spread out a literal red carpet, marking the first known mention of such a thing ever happening. Ordering her ladies to make a path for Agamemnon to walk from his chariot to the palace doors on, she stated, "You women, spread out those tapestries here on the ground directly in his path, which shall be covered all in red, so justice can lead him back into his home."